I convey this message to you, whom I have stirred with the sound of my voice.
Bucci.
These words are my signature. You may bring your doubt, your fear, your faith, or your courage. It matters not, for you will be touched by the rhythm of my voice. It moves through you like a beam of light.
I dwell in frequency of light in which finite beings cannot uncover me. If you seek for me, you are true. I'm not found or
discovered.
I'm Bucci.
Hey, it's Bucci. Alright, that's enough. It's not even Halloween yet. I don't know why that got so spooky. I told my uncle, do something nice for me. And this is what he gives me. Nurse with wound. Oh, that's nicer. Much nicer.
And that's... you call yourself a DJ.
Hey, it's Bucci.
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 Hey, it's Bucci. Hey, it's Bucci. Let's bring us down. Whoa! All
right.
Let's get this thing, capital T, started. Let's do a checklist. Sky blue pants, check. Off-white t-shirt. Baseball hat cocked to the side, figuratively and literally. Mmm. Tastes like autumn, folks. Autumn. Smell that air. Actually, all I can smell is the meatball that Cremo Coyle was eating here before at the end of his show. Seriously, I came in here, and Cremo was eating this meatball. I say it was meatball, but it was like long. It was a long meatball. He said, "Booch, have some of this," and then he cursed meatball. And I said, I thought meatballs were round. And he said, "You know what? What do you know? Meatballs can be loud too." And that was a Cremo Coyle
adage.
And then he stormed out. Yeah, autumn. It's a beautiful, totally normal 84 degrees here in Jersey City, New Jersey. Walking around with an air conditioner pointed right at my face and an extra long extension cord. But yeah, it's you can tell it's on. The pumpkins are starting to get fat. The farms are bursting with grains and seeds. Scarecrows are working overtime. You know, like, people, I guess farmers, put scarecrows out in a field to keep, like, birds and rats away, I guess. I don't even know. You don't even need a scarecrow to keep me out of a field. Hay on its own is scary enough for me. Thanks. I look at, seriously, folks, I look at a field of hay, and I think, man, look at all the ticks and the mites are in there. I'm not going anywhere near that. But, you know, for me, if you stick a T-shaped, crucifix-shaped two pieces of wood out there and hang some pants and a flannel shirt on it, for me, it's less scary. Scarecrows don't even work. Because I'm like, hey, who's that person out there in the field? I should go up to it. I should tell him about Bucci, ask him if it will you know, maybe follow me on Instagram, Boochies. Because I see this scarecrow and he's got all these mutual friends and he won't follow me. But, scarecrows are interesting.
Trust Boochie.
Just trust me on that. So we're going to get into the topic dream charcuterie board, but talking about scarecrows, this is funny, actually. My last father, actually stuck a scarecrow outside of our house when I was growing up. But it wasn't to protect the property from, you know, crows or blue jays, whatever. Because my dad friggin' loved crows. He domesticated this crow, which he called Jeffrey. And it would sit on his chest and pick the seeds out of his teeth while he watched, I don't know, what was he watching? Mo Better Blues. But the reason he put it out there was to scare actually the kids from the neighborhood away. He said they were a bad influence on me, which I don't even, you know, I could have used some bad influence, frankly. So these kids would come by, take one look at the scarecrow, and just run away. The weird thing is that the scarecrow kind of looked like Boochie. It was dressed exactly like Boochie. It had my jeans, JNCO style. It had my, you know, my one of my Chicago Bulls jerseys. Derrick Rose, if you must know. And he even squirted some of my favorite cologne all over it. So, which at the time was this Arm & Hammer shoe deodorizer spray. Ocean. So it smelled very strongly of me. And so kids would come up to me, go up to the scarecrow and smell it and say, "Ah, that's Boochie."
Ah, it's Boochie! Run!
Brings back memories. Memories of kids saying,
"Ah, it's Boochie! Run!"
And they'd run away. And I'd be looking out my attic window saying, "No, no, 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 no," slumping against the wall, you know, with my face in my hands. "No, no, please come back, come back, come back, please come back, come back."
Boochie.
Yeah, that thing, that scarecrow, sorry, I get to the dream charcuterie in a second. That scarecrow stood outside my house for years. Until I sort of got used to it being out there. And eventually, I stopped seeing it as a, you know, an enemy or a guard. I saw it as, you know, a buddy. Named it Twiggy, after my favorite kind of stick. And then I kind of bonded with it like a baby duckling with a scarecrow. And when I turned 18, I said, "I gotta get out of this attic. I need to see some of the world. Road trip." And so I thought, what the heck? And I took the scarecrow with me. I took old Twiggy with me. Took it off its post. And I stuffed all my possessions into it. And headed out on the road. This was way before, like, JanSport backpacks were invented. So the scarecrow was, like, the next best option as far as a backpack is concerned. You could, when you need something to, you carry all your stuff in it, and it fit a lot of my stuff. Plus it was nice because it was like having a company. You can't talk to a backpack, you know. It's not a very good road companion. You can't tell a backpack your dreams, but you can tell a scarecrow your dreams, and it will listen. And it's when you pull a scarecrow across your back, you know, you got a little buddy. And then when you pull a toothbrush out of the backpack, it wakes up. Sorry, go back to bed. I just need my toothbrush.
Oh, okay. Where are we?
Just a motel.
I must have fallen asleep. I don't remember.
Yeah, we were tired. So, come on, what do you want to do today?
I don't know. Whatever you want.
I don't know. Meet new people or...
I just want to see my kid again.
A person? Oh, yeah, Patchy. What was the last time you spoke with him?
Years ago. 15 years ago.
Reach out. You should reach out.
But what if he doesn't want to talk to me?
Twiggy.
I do have a phone number for him.
You gotta call it.
Okay. Let's see. Where's the number? Oh, here it is. It's ringing. Patch? It's your dad. It's Twiggy. I know. It's been a while. I've just been thinking of you lately.
Ask him how he's doing.
How are you doing? Oh, that's good. I was wondering. I have some time off if you wanna, you know, hang out.
Ask him if he wants to play catch.
Throw a baseball around. Sure. I understand.
Ask him if he's getting good grades.
Are you getting good grades? Straight A's, that's great. Well, I know you're busy, but maybe if you have time next week, we can... I understand. You have to go. You're busy. But if you ever want to go... Hello? He hung up.
I'm sure he'll call back.
I shouldn't even done it. It's too late to be a father.
Come on, Twiggy, don't moan. He'll call back. That's a Bucci promise.
I have cord snakes in my belly. They're eating me. I'm infested with them.
Oh, yeah, right. I saw those. Sort of like I'm infested with toxoplasmosis.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we don't need him anyway. We don't need anybody. We have a whole world to explore. It's gonna be so good.
No, there's nothing out there for me. I'm a scarecrow, but all I scare away is my own family.
Come on.
I don't want to talk about it, okay? Let's just go to sleep.
All right. Go back to bed. I'm gonna go get some coffee. When I came back, Twiggy was all... eaten away by corn snakes.
Oh, what the f***?
There's a corn snake coming out of his eye. Like a long tear. With a tongue and eyes. Gross. So, what did I do? I packed up as much stuff as I could and left. I feel bad. But it's just a scarecrow, you know, ultimately.
Bucci adage.
Just a scarecrow. Oh, thank you, Bucci, in the past. Yeah, that was the last scarecrow I ever hung out with. And the first, I guess. But I miss it. You know what? I got all this... You know what? I'm not going to do a Dream Charcuterie show this year, this show. You know, it'll keep. I got all these pitless dates. And these dateless pits all over the place. Pockets are brimming with them. But, you know, I think I'll just stuff them in Cremo Coil's locker for next week. Because, actually... You know, now that I'm talking about it, listening to that old recording of me and that scarecrow in that Red Roof Inn, it's kind of got me thinking about scarecrows. Because it's a scary world. And we need something to, a totem to keep all that stuff away. Because the FCC hates scarecrows. FCC.
Adage.
So, you know what? It's the season. Why don't we do something fun today? Why don't we construct and build a new scarecrow? The perfect scarecrow. One that'll keep all these devils that swirl around our heads like so many devils
keep them away. Keep all that away, and maybe also potentially keep that guy Zachary who calls away. That'd be nice. That's what I'm going to do. So, I have a couple of pieces of wood that we can use as a brace. But I need something to make the scarecrow with. All I have here now, let's see what I have here. I have a couple of t-shirts. You know what I do? I have a couple of these t-shirts that we're offering up as swag for the WFMU Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
The WFMU Hellraiser fundraiser that we're doing this month. And we have a couple of t-shirts that we're giving away. We have one, this Cubist Delight one by Mary Fleener. That's like a throwback. It is such a cool shirt. You know, $50 pledge will get you that.
Hellraiser!
And I have this other shirt, too. It's a Jersey Devil. It's showing the Jersey Devil on it, and it's by Alicia Berbenick. Pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. Which is also very cool. So we can kind of... Let's start with that. I'm going to stuff those two things in the head, or, you know, we'll just put them somewhere in there. And, by the way, pledge of $100 will get you both t-shirts. Plus, you know, it'll also get you the Bucci Premium from last year's marathon, which was called 24 Hours with a Friend. There may be 1 to 100 of those left kicking around. So, okay, I've started out. We have two shirts, and I have an iPhone that I want it to be holding. Because I want this scarecrow to be looking at its phone. Sort of like a little commentary of how we all look at phones. It's going to be one of the best commentaries in Jersey City. But other than that, I'm open. I'm talking to you. I want us to build the perfect scarecrow. We need a face. We need clothes. We need something to stuff in those clothes. And I'm not talking like hay here. We're not using hay. It's going to be a hayless scarecrow. I want it to be more personal, so it's all of ours. So when we're done, you out there can look at this scarecrow and go, see that scarecrow's thigh? My wedding dress is in there. That's after the break. Stuff Bucci's scarecrow until it's bad as a tick. We can stuff it with feathers, with rice, or we could even stuff it with a panda. It's Dungan Panda, only on WFMU.
Hellraiser!
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Stuff Bucci's Scarecrow.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
That's enough. That was Dungan Panda off their, I don't know, 2004-5 album, which is, I don't know how to pronounce the name of that album. I think they're Swedish or something. Anyway, we're back.
Bucci.
Those Halloween noises. What are we doing today? Today, we are building a scarecrow. It's not your ordinary scarecrow, too. People out there on the chat or WFMU.org are saying this is probably going to be an ordinary scarecrow. No, it's not.
This is like an open source scarecrow. I have to stop saying scarecrow. What I want to do is build it from the inside out. I got a crossbeam. I got two t-shirts I'm going to stuff it with. And I got an iPhone that we're going to stick in its hand. But other than that, I'm relying on you to help me fill this thing. It's going to be the official WFMU straw man. Something that the government can attack and leave us alone. Because it's grim. So we need your help out here. The fundraiser, by the way. Anyway, I wanted to think outside of the box, too. You know, like this scarecrow, it's going to be, freaky. It can be filled with anything you want. We can fill it with a whole mattress. It can be one of the most rectangular scarecrow. Zzz. That's the end of that sentence. Some sort of itchy polyester fiber for fingers. Maybe a whole person, or maybe even like three kids standing on each other. So that's WFMU scarecrow that we're building at 201-209-9368. And we need a name for it as well. Some sort of scarecrow name. Usually they're called like Scrabbles or Patchy or whatever the scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz was called. That liar. You know, I go on and on about I bore people at dinner parties about the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz and how much of a liar it is. Oh, I don't have a brain. Oh, really? How are you thinking logically then? How are you communicating? Don't have an answer for that, do you? Call Yagabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I thought I hung up. This is Seth. Hey.
Hey, Seth. How are you?
Just having sex with myself, man. How are you?
I'm fine. Do you have any ideas for this scarecrow that we're trying to build? What do you want to put in it?
So like I said, I wasn't going to call, but nobody thought, all right, newborn puppy. Stuff it with newborn puppies.
Well, we're going to have to stuff it with formula then. I don't want to have a bunch of dead puppies in this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to. That's very nice, but then someone's going to have to, like, some formula or some very, very soft.
Sure.
Beef.
You've got to feed the puppies.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
I wasn't, like, trying to be, disgusting. Right? You got to feed the puppies so that as they grow,
so you're bringing
the scarecrow
puppies.
Also grows. They both still grow together, the scarecrow and the puppies into dogs.
Okay, so let's say we're going to bring the puppies, and then do you have any beef or chicken, something that's like very, very like a liquidy kind of chicken? Is that a Bucci adage? No.
Yeah, no, just a blender.
All right, so
we might need to use some of the puppies, actually.
Okay, we're not gonna. That is off limits. I don't want to have this. I don't want to start this scarecrow, blood soaked scarecrow. That is not the spirit in which we are building this thing. I'm.
The dog will be so hungry. They'll clean it up.
All right. I took your thing. We're gonna put a puppy. Where should it go? Where is this puppy gonna go? Is it gonna go in the belly?
Is it gonna go
in the legs?
You don't understand. A bunch of newborn puppies, like all swarming around.
In the belly.
You know?
In the belly.
No, in the whole body. The whole body.
Okay, we gotta leave stuff from other things.
There's like 100 newborn puppies.
I think this is sad. We're gonna lose some of these puppies. I don't know. All right, Sex, good start.
No. That's it.
All right, I'm gonna write it down. 3 puppies. One in the arm, one in the head, and one in the pants. Call you, Gabucci. Hello.
Hello.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, should I say, Bucci?
Hey, how are you doing? Who is this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you?
I'm good. I'm at the record store, cleaning that huge pile of filthy 45s with alcohol and a rag.
Okay, do you want to stick any of these rags or these 45s in there? It might be nice if we had, like, some music. If this was a more musical scarecrow, we could play
a musical scarecrow?
Right, you could put on some...
That's a really innovative idea.
Well, thank you. So what do you want to put in this thing? So far, we have three little puppies, and then I'm gonna throw some milk in there too, so the puppies can
milk. Of course.
Pretty sure they eat milk. All right, what do you think?
Puppies. Well, what we've got here, like I say, I don't want to be redundant. There's piles of 45s from mostly the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and you know they all have very colorful labels. And some of them, or most of them, were probably released before you were born. But in addition to that, we have a lot of musical instruments. There's a room upstairs that has like a full-on studio practice space.
Okay, should those
guitars, sets of drums, guitars,
saxophone? Should the scarecrow be playing
too.
A saxophone? Or what?
No, there's no wind instruments as far as I know. But what there is, what I'm looking out into the shop and. There is this wooden, it's kind of like a trapezoidal wooden thing, and it's a stuffed seal with a little ruffled collar with polka dots on it, and he has a ball on his nose. Could that be incorporated into it?
Okay, so you want to stuff this scarecrow with a stuffed seal. I'm worried about the puppies chewing this thing to bits, because if I read the internet correctly, puppies love stuffed seals.
Is the scarecrow going to be a traditional scarecrow with, kind of a crucified scarecrow?
Stuffed seals. No. What's that about crucifixion?
It's kind of like a crucifix.
Yes, the frame is, yes. So far,
Go ahead. Well, I was thinking on one of the arms, the stuffed seal with a ball on its head could be balanced on one of the extended arms. Would that work?
Okay, so the seal, I'm going to say SS. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say the seal is poking out, its little face is poking out the end of the thing, right?
Well... I will provide the raw material. You're going to be the architect.
Raw materials. Okay, that's right. Bucci is the architect.
That's right.
Bucci.
Thank you.
There are Halloween decorations here. There's a lot of Halloween decorations upstairs.
Well, that's
the owner. He loves Halloween.
Okay. Well, I love Halloween too, but we got three more weeks. These shows are going to get scarier and scarier. Don't you worry, Franco. So.
And
okay, so we're going to put a stuffed seal in there. I do have to say, and I'm speaking to other people, not just you, Franco, we need, like, clothes. You know, so far it's just puppies rolling around. We need a container. You know what I'm saying, right? We need something. It can be, I don't know, like I said, a wedding dress, or it can be, I don't know. It can be anything.
Well, I am wearing two shirts at the moment. One a striped T-shirt, and... The second one, I am wearing a turquoise cowboy shirt with pearl buttons. And I can donate that. He can be wearing a really jazzy looking cowboy shirt.
Okay, he's wearing a cowboy shirt in which we have some puppies. We have three puppies. We got like a liter. I'm going to say a liter of milk for them, and then we're going to have a stuffed. We're going to have a seal with a little ball bouncing on, or balanced on its nose. All right. Thanks, Franco. Appreciate it. 201-209-9368. We're crowdsourcing a scarecrow. It's autumn. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci adage.
Sometimes I feel like Bucci adages are just lost all meaning. And we have a couple of things. We have a thank you, Franco, for providing a rhinestone turquoise cowboy shirt to contain all these things. We still need pants or trousers or a dress, and of course Pumas. I'm gonna donate my own Pumas to this thing. Pumas. And again, we still need a name. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Oh, hey, it's Bandit.
Oh, Bandit, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm fine. So, Bandit, how many scarecrows have you ever built in your life?
Not to sound accusatory.
Zero.
What?
Big fat goose egg.
Okay, so this is your first one. So we'll forgive you if you totally screw this up. So what do you think is going to be in this thing?
What do I think is going to be in it? Probably, you know.
Better not say hey.
Odds and ends of questionable origin.
Okay, so let's be more specific, though.
This candy corn, expired candy corn.
Okay, can we have some fresh candy corn in there? I worry about the, again, don't crows love candy corn?
Have fresh candy corn. I do have fresh circus peanuts.
Okay, so, so fresh, you know what you do? Have you ever frozen, this is off topic, you ever freeze a, you know, one of those candy corns or like a, the peanuts, the circus peanuts?
Question. Charleston Chews.
Okay.
Like freezing those.
All right. So we're going to stuff candy corn in there. Where should the candy corn go, Bandit?
I was thinking, like, you know, padding around the neck. So
ooh, neck padding. We do.
Stick a head on there.
We can't have this thing flipping and flopping all over the place. We do need some support in the neck. So candy corn. We're going to have a lot of candy corn in there.
Thankfully, I have a bunch. Okay. I got like wheelbarrows here.
Let's dump one whole wheelbarrow of candy corn into the neck of this thing. It's going to have a fat neck, P-H-A-T.
Okay. And you got a funnel? It's going to be easier with a funnel.
Do you have a funnel? I mean, why? I'm bringing the cross beams.
Oh, wait, yeah, Franco did say you are the architect. So.
Yes, okay, well.
My apologies.
That's true, I have to write that down. All right, so we got a candy corn enough to make a, let's say it's a, the neck is 3 feet wide. And it smells like candy corn, which is win-win for me.
Dope.
Thank you, man. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
This is Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Is this Bucci?
It is. It is. It's Bucci.
Bucci. Bucci, I love you so much.
Oh, thank you much. I was wondering
if you prefer yellow normal mustard. Or yellow Dijon.
The grains, like I like Dijon mustard.
With the seeds.
Yeah, with the seeds.
Upon a sausage.
I think puppies like those too. What about sausages?
Upon a sausage, you drizzle it.
Oh, I see. So are you supplying the mustard and a couple of sausages? We can make fingers out of that sausage. No problem. I'll do that right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to do that.
Wow. Have you ever done it all alone?
Have I ever done what all alone?
Trying the sausage.
Well, I have eaten a sausage alone, yeah. Like, maybe twice in my life. Usually I like to be around people when I'm eating.
My first time was when I was 16.
So, okay, well, I mean, I love this. So we're going to have some sausage, and they're going to be the fingers, and then maybe the what do you call it, the grain mustard will be its blood. How about that, Mary?
Oh, you're not making much sense today.
How so?
Did something happen?
How so?
I don't know. It's not going in. It's hurting me.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Mary, but I'm sorry I'm affecting you, but you have contributed to this show and this scarecrow. Consider.
Do you love me?
Do I what you? Well, I mean.
Okay, do you love me?
You're okay. You're all right. If I saw you in the street, I'd give you one of these head nods. You can't hear
I'm really sexy.
Okay. Well, you know what you've made? This scarecrow sexy too. I guess. I gotta go. I think we can make this scarecrow sexy, by the way, though people's definitions of that may vary. But I think if it can be, sexy in the way that Snuffleupagus is sexy. I don't know why I said that. Caller Igabuchi.
Yeah, call to speak to Bucci?
Yeah, this is Bucci.
This is Pete.
Bucci.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Jesus. Doing good.
Yeah, good.
Well, I'll tell you what to put in scarecrow.
Wait, okay, hold on. What's going to go in this scarecrow there, Pete?
Cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. The cigarettes wrapped or just the tobacco? Or
no, a couple loosies.
So two cigarettes.
Like four.
Four cigarettes. Okay. And maybe it'll be smoking a cigarette? Though I can't condone it, though I will.
That's probably not wise.
Okay. So let's say we put a cigarette in there and the puppies can smoke that. And
this guy wearing any pants or what?
Well, no, we don't have pants. That's a good point.
What about the Zubaz pants? Remember those from the 80s?
Yeah, Zubaz. You know, are those kind of like the MC Hammer pants?
No, they got like the zebra stripes on them, like with the different colors for the sports teams.
You're not talking. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like a Seattle Seahawks. Let's say the sport pant. I like that. All right, so that can be its pants. And let's just, because it's your idea, we'll stick those cigarettes in there somewhere. It'll fall to the bottom.
Yeah, couple in the back, you know, somewhere safe.
Yeah, okay. All right, Pete, thanks very much. Boy, 201-209-9368. This scarecrow is not scaring away the weirdos today, which is fine.
Hellraiser.
It is the Hellraiser. If you can support us here at WFMU... we'd appreciate it, and Bucci would appreciate it.
Bucci appreciates.
So what do we have so far in this thing? Let me look at it. Okay. So we have Scarecrow with a... I didn't write any of this down. We got some animals in it. We got some milk in it. We have sausage fingers. We got candy corn neck. You know what we don't have in it? The Lord. Might be nice if we stuck some religion. I'm not a fan of the separation of church and scarecrow. Call you, Gabucci. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
This is Alexandra.
Hey, Alexandra, how are you?
Alex. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right. So, Alexandra, what's your on your mind about this scarecrow? What do we need?
Zubaz. I think it needs to have like a Michael Myers mask on.
Okay, pretty scary. A Michael Myers. It does need a face. You're absolutely right. We do need a face. Right now, it doesn't have a head, so it's just the face. All right. You know what? You know what they make the Michael Myers mask out of? They made it out of an old Captain Kirk mask, and then they painted it white. Did you know that about the Michael Myers mask?
I did know that.
Yeah, everybody knows that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to mansplain the Michael Myers mask.
You're totally mansplaining Michael Myers, yes. But it's okay.
But it could be just Captain Kirk. I would like to see Captain Kirk's face on there.
That's not going to actually, like, scare the crows, though, because for, like, 3 years, we had a Michael Myers scarecrow set up for Halloween.
Yeah.
And the crows actually loved it.
They loved it. Okay.
Yes.
All right. They
kind of saw it as one of them, I think.
Yeah. Michael Myers mask. Okay, cool. And should it have like a knife or whatever he used in what did he do? Did he shove people in Michael Myers in Halloween? I forgot what he did. Should it have a knife or something like that to, you know, further scare away any ticks or whatever?
Yeah, I think a knife.
Okay, we're gonna say a knife. Knife in its sausage fingers. All right, thanks, yeah. Alexander. Appreciate it. Bye. Call you got shitcha booch.
Boochie, I'm sorry. Scarecrow isn't scaring
the
me.
The scarecrow yet. Didn't. It's not working. The Michael Myers mask didn't scare you away.
No, I like Michael Myers.
Wait, who is this again?
Good guy. This is Zachary.
Oh, I thought that was that Mary again.
No, Mary. Hey, what kind of mustard do you like, Bucci?
We've already gone over that. So,
okay.
What should this thing be?
What are we trying to scare, though, Bucci? Just the FCC?
Yeah, that's right. We're trying to scare the FCC away from this station. Because the FCC, you know, they're friggin' cowards. I really almost cursed. So... what do you think is going to go in there?
Well,
we need shoes. We need a head. We have a face, but no head.
Face without a head.
Oh, you could do all sorts of heads. We can do a big log head.
Log head?
You ever carve a head out of a log?
Oh, you know what? I have not.
Like whittle it down?
Very personal. No, I think we should have a full uncut log. Like a nice tall head. The Myers, mm-hmm. Michael Myers mask isn't going to fit on the tall. It's only going to be a
limb. But it could fit on. We could make sure it has like a
maybe
limb.
Like six
stump hanging off of it.
Okay, so we're gonna let's just say one long log
from an oak. Can it be an oak log, an oak tree log?
You know, baby, for you, it can.
It can. Maple.
C A N. It can. It will be an oak.
Oh, it can.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
This
Thank
thing
you.
Is gonna be 100% friggin' oak. I promise you.
I love it.
Trust Bucci. All right, bye. Caller, you got Bucci. What's going in the scarecrow?
What are you doing, sir?
No, I have not.
Hello, 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 hello. You're on the radio.
Away from Alma.
Okay.
I'm gonna get
all right, you blew it. Caller, you got Bucci.
Booch.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Oh, my name's Wilson.
Wilson? Okay, hey, Wilson, how are you doing?
Man, I'm okay. How are you?
You don't want to be in the scarecrow, right?
Me, do I want to be in the scarecrow?
Yeah, no, you don't want to be in there somewhere, do you?
I don't want to be physically in the scarecrow. No.
Okay, good. All right, so Wilson, what should it be? What's going in this thing, huh?
I believe no scarecrow is complete without a nice, concise, simple, easy-to-read font. And I'm going to suggest Helvetica Noia condensed bold on a t-shirt on the scarecrow that just says scarecrow. Like, keep it simple.
Okay.
Scarecrow,
so, all
right. Right there, nice tight kerning.
Wilson,
white t-shirt.
I don't think you can
boom,
say tight kerning.
Boom, the crows are going to be terrified.
FCC's going to be pissed. All right, so wait a minute. We do need a, I do believe we have t-shirts stuffed in it, but we don't have a, you know, something like a,
you haven't adorned the shirt yet.
No, we haven't. So it's going to say, it's going to have a, it's going to be some sort of special font. It's going to say, what's it going
to
say?
The simplest, most concise, clear, easy to read font. No, there's no curly cues. There's not even any serifs.
Wait, it's sans. Wait a minute.
Face.
It's not sans serif, is it? Totally sans?
There are zeros. There's not even a hint of serif.
Okay, so it's going to have. All right, so it's a t-shirt with a simple, concise thing. What's the word again?
Scarecrow.
All right, thanks, man. 201-209-9368. We're stuffing this scarecrow like a Thanksgiving ham. We got a lot of stuff in it. We can put more in it. Can have an aluminum exoskeleton. You know what I'd like to put in it? The Epstein files. Caller Gabucci.
It's going to have special font. It's
going to
say.
Hello. Turn down your radio.
You need to
is this the same? Hello. Hello. Who's this? Hello. Yes. Hello. Who's this?
Story.
What's your name?
Story.
Hey, Story. How are you?
Good.
How many scarecrows have you ever made in your life? Six, seven?
None.
Oh. I wrote six or seven down there. Okay, Story, what's going in the scarecrow?
Oatmeal.
I like that. Cooked or uncooked? Oats or like the mush?
Cooked.
All right. Cooked oatmeal. Where's it going? Is it in its belly or is it in its head? Oatmeal head?
It's in its belly.
And there's a lot. How much oatmeal is in there? Oatmeal.
Maybe 2 liters.
Two liters of oatmeal. All right. Okay. That's a great, that's great. I love it. Thanks, Story. Yeah, let's get this scarecrow fat. There's a lot of food in this scarecrow, I feel. We got candy corn, we got sausage, we got mustard, we got oatmeal, we have something else. Oh, lost that call. Never talking. You should always get the call. So we have, I think we got the Epstein files in this scarecrow as well. What else? The remainder of Cremo Coil's extra long meatball, call you Gabucci. Who's this?
It's the Wolfman!
Oh, I thought it was Mrs. Bucci. How are you doing, Wolfman? What's up?
I understand you've got a scarecrow you're putting together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's going in the scarecrow?
You're doing too much work, Bucci.
What? I'm going to listen to a Wolfman about how I build a scarecrow? Is that what you're telling me? I'm going to listen to you? You're the expert?
I know a thing or two about Halloween.
And scaring, right? You know how to scare things. Okay. So, all right, Wolfman, what's going in? Oh, you teach us. What's going to go in the thing?
Keep it simple, stupid. Just put another scarecrow in it.
Oh, I like that. So, like, you know, that'll help fortify this the existing scarecrow where we have another one in it. I was actually going to stick Micah in it, in the scarecrow, and he would hold it up, but he said no. All right, Wolfman, thanks. We're almost building this. This thing is almost done. I think that's the scarecrow's voice. It's starting to talk. 201-209-9368. We got a couple more minutes. We need to fill this thing out. I think we have... I don't know. We do have legs, and it's stuffed with... I don't think they're stuffed with anything. We still need a name. Pool noodles? Dry only, please. I can't touch a wet pool noodle. And I maybe just one more thing to make this thing really live. Micah, do you have any ideas what's going to go in this scarecrow? You should see how smiley he is. He can't wait to answer this question. What? What's going in it? It could be a religious thing. It could be like, we can make this thing a cult leader, this scarecrow. You might like that. Some
frankincense and myrrh?
Sure, frankincense and myrrh. This thing stinks right now.
I can imagine.
So it's going to smell like frankincense and myrrh, whatever that smells like. All right, one more call. Call you, Gabucci.
Bucci.
Yeah,
how's it going?
Yeah, fine. Who's this?
John Areno.
Hey, John Areno. What's going in the scarecrow? Quick,
How about a bucket hat on top?
There you go. Bucket hat on top. What's the bucket hat say? Salesforce?
Number one.
It says number one.
It says number one.
All right, Johnny O, whatever. See ya, man. We got like three calls all of a sudden. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello, this is Brian O.D. from Newark.
Hey, what's up? What's going in the scarecrow? Really quick. We need one more thing to make this thing really live.
Newspaper in the legs.
Newspaper legs. And, I hope it's not a... what's the newspaper say? What are the headlines?
Hindenburg crashes.
Okay. Classic. All right. Thanks, man. All right.
Wrap it up.
That's it! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! Ooh, it wants to talk. Oh, let me cut a mouth hole.
Thanks, Bucci.
There you go.
Hey! Did you know that WFMU lost its community service grant this year?
Yeah, for some reason I did know.
We used to get $200,000 a year from this fund. That's 8% of WFMU's
budget. Wow, 8%!
So now we need your help to close this 8% gap.
That's right.
Won't you
close
help
that gap,
out
please.
If you can? Scarecrow appreciates.
It's Bucci!
All right, I don't know what that was. All right, we built the scarecrow, and it's support WFMU, support Bucci at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next, the man, Micah, Music of Mind Control, only on WFMU.
Hellraiser!